What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Mindfulness Medic Podcast. Doing a quick one today, recording on the eve of an amazing opportunity and trip that I was given, man, quite randomly and suddenly, just last week, actually, got the text message. I was invited to go down to the British Virgin Islands to the Heal the Heroes retreat put on by Aerial Recovery. And I met the individuals involved in this initiative down at the Core Medical event a couple months ago down in South Carolina. And I tell you what, it's just another example of how those doors open for you and those dominoes start to fall when you get in the right rooms in front of the right people and you just face your fears in life and you start putting yourself out there and you start getting outside of your comfort zone and outside of the little microcosm of a life we tend to live. We shelter ourselves so often in these little bubbles in our normalcy and in our routines and our day-to-day life that, at least for me, it's been so easy to get caught up in that and not explore my options and explore the world and put myself out there. So the Heal the Heroes is a initiative put on by Aerial Recovery, and they gather 25 first responders and military veterans in what they call platoons, and they send them down to the private island owned by the owner of Aerial Recovery, Brittany Turner, and they put on a, this one is a men's healing retreat for 3 days down at this private island. And from the way it looks like there's a lot of inner work done. There's a lot of healing done. It's for guys who are, you know, transitioning out of the career, or they're feeling that sense of, you know, losing purpose in life, or they're struggling with addictions or family problems or relationship problems or just general life problems. And it looks incredibly amazing. Just a little side note, there's probably a lot of sound going on tonight because I'm just doing this podcast pretty last minute ad hoc before I go to bed and tuck myself in early because I got to wake up super early. But yeah, this trip is going to be incredible, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm so blessed, and I have so much gratitude for the fact of being offered and nominated to go down, because that's the other thing. To get to go to this event, you need to be nominated by someone in order to do this. So I was nominated by an individual I met down at the Core Medical event, who is tied into Aerial Recovery. And he, you know, we got to talking, and he followed me on social media and started just kind of following along with what I was doing. So, I mean, again, man, just the opportunities and the things opening up in my life lately have been incredible and humbling and terrifying. And honestly, it just kind of keeps me in a state of being just in awe that all of these things are falling into place and occurring for me serendipitously at these perfect times. And I think this trip for me is coming at a good time because, you know, I've been going through this growth and transformative journey now for, you know, really, really speeding up since the last, you know, 6 or so months. And I think this trip is going to provide me a lot of good perspective and healing opportunity. So it's all about just facing that fear and getting out there and putting yourself out there and sharing your story and just getting over that fear of judgment, that fear of embarrassment. You know, this life is so short. And I know I say that all the time, and people probably just get so tired of me saying it, but, you know, packing all my stuff up, getting ready for this trip, it hits me even more how limited our time together is, because, you know, personally, I have not traveled a lot by myself. It's kind of like one of those little bit embarrassing things to admit, but, you know, I'm 38 years old. I'm going to be 39 here in a few months, and I've lived my entire adult life almost never traveling by myself, except for paramedic school. I went away down to their skills boot camp down in Massachusetts on site for, I think it was like 2 weeks almost. And you know, that was the longest time I'd been away from my family, and I had a newborn with my wife at the time. Well, he wasn't newborn. He was actually about 2 years old, but besides the point. Yeah, it's a little scary, if I'm being honest, and intimidating and emotional, because, you know, I get sad when I'm away from my family, when I'm away from my wife and my kids, and doing some soul searching. And I think some of it might be tied into some childhood stuff I got going on, you know, as far as the fear of being alone and the fear of missing out on things, or maybe some separation anxiety that still persists now, even though I'm a grown adult, because I've felt it before, you know, with my 24-hour schedules being gone for 24, 48, 72 hours sometimes, you know, and it's always been really heavily, it's always heavily weighed on me emotionally. And it's been one of the worst aspects of my career is the overtime, the mandated overtime, the unpredictability of scheduling and being away from family. Because for the last few years in my journey, I've really emphasized the importance of family and tribe in my life. And that's why it's one of my six pillars. It's because I realize that every single second I have with my family is a sacred gift that I never get back. And I try to keep that in mind as much as I can when I go through my days with the family, and try to keep that at the forefront of my mind whenever things start to get hard, or the arguments start to happen, or the fights, or the kids are acting crazy, and I feel like I'm losing control, or you turn into that typical parent-child ego battle of power, and really trying to dial myself back and remember that I'm not going to get this time back with them, and that what I say and what I do has a lasting impact on them and a lasting imprint on them. So all of that to say, I get really kind of emotional when I leave family, and it's something that I'm working on. And I think, again, a trip like this is good for me because it helps build that resilience, and it also helps show me a side of myself that I've not really ever had the opportunity to explore much, is traveling the world by myself. So it should be pretty interesting. I'm excited. I think the trip itself is going to be amazing, but definitely a little bit emotional tonight, tucking the kids in to bed. And, you know, my son's funny. He bottles his emotions up, and I'm trying to work with him about it and work with him through it and explain how we, you know, bottling your emotions up can lead to all those negative things that we've all experienced when we do it, especially in these careers. We're professionals at bottling up our emotions and compartmentalizing how we feel. You can tell because he gets the lump in the throat and the tears kind of well up in his eyes. And, you know, he wants to say something, or he has a big feeling, but he doesn't want to express it because he doesn't want to be thought down on by his father, which is, it's quite ironic. It's pretty closely related to how we feel, especially as men, and our inability to express our emotions and be vulnerable and open up to people, and realize that just because we're vulnerable, or just because we open up our emotions to our loved ones or our friends and our colleagues, you know, it doesn't make us weak. It doesn't make us have any less grit and tenacity in our lives. Just actually shows that we have an immense amount of courage and bravery when we're willing to open up and express those emotions outwardly. And the more people who realize that and start surrendering to that fact, I think in our professions, we'd see a lot of the mental health issues be reduced. People always talk about how to normalize and destigmatize the conversation regarding mental health and mental well-being and reducing suicide rates and addressing the struggles we have in these careers in public safety and as first responders. And that's the first step, is vulnerability, taking accountability, being vulnerable, being open. So learning those skills myself, trying to implement those skills in my life, not only professionally, but personally at home, being open and vulnerable with my wife now for the last few months, for the first time in our entire marriage. I would always bottle everything up, and it only worsened our circumstance when our marriage was struggling because of my inability to show up, but also because I wasn't talking about my emotions. I wasn't expressing those things that I was struggling with, the darkness I was feeling, the demons that were in my head circling about from those calls or those traumatic experiences, or all the things that were manifesting themselves at home, thinking I was not a good father because I wasn't showing up. All of that could have been mitigated pretty well if I had just opened up and talked about my feelings. Men are so afraid to open up and to just have a cry once in a while. And I used to be the same way. I used to think it was a sign of weakness. because that's what we do. That's the label and the stereotype that we've given any sort of emotional expression in being men, is that it's not masculine and that it's feminine to show emotions, and you shouldn't cry, and you shouldn't, especially shouldn't ever do that in front of your wife. There's some stoic influencer type alpha male influencers who would tell you that if you cry in front of your wife, you're weak. I disagree. I disagree now at this point in my life. I think when you have the ability to open up and be completely vulnerable and 100% an open, honest book to the most important woman in your life, the woman you married, I don't think there's any more of an honest expression of love and connection than to be able to have those honest conversations. Just some random tidbits. Lots of emotion tonight. Lots of emotion. It's funny. Kind of funny. On the eve of traveling to this amazing event, another cool thing happened. The other day, I was a guest on the Sid Gordon podcast for the Core Medical Group podcast. Again, another door opening, another domino falling and creating more opportunities in my life that I'm so grateful for. Recorded that with him this weekend. It should be out on all the major platforms before this podcast is even released. I should even be back from the trip, I think, before this podcast is released. So just to recap, put yourself out there. I say it all the time. Whatever it is you want to do in life, whatever it is you want to build, you want to grow, you want to improve, you want to heal, you want to transform, you need to be willing and able and ready to face that discomfort and put yourself in those rooms and in front of those ears and those eyes and those people that terrify you. You got to face the fear of that judgment, of that failure, and you just need to apply yourself. You just need to jump. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. Just do it. Just go. And those opportunities will start to fall into your life, and that opportunity and that purpose and that light will just pour into your life. You just need to be willing to open yourself up to it. Be vulnerable. Be open. Don't be afraid to express your emotions. Vulnerability is the key to solving the problem in first responder mental health and snubbing out that whole pseudo-masculine bullshit about not being able to express your emotions. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I know this was kind of a quick and random, just hodgepodge of a podcast, but I just wanted to get that out there. I wanted to express those things I was feeling tonight and get it out there when this releases sometime around Wednesday. I hope you all have an amazing week. I hope those opportunities and that positivity and that light continue to pour into your life as well. Because each and every one of you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have joy in your life. Nobody deserves to suffer through that darkness. You just have to be willing to find the light and to shine it. So if this impacted you at all, this resonated at all, please just like, if you will, leave a star on whatever app you use for the podcasts. If you're willing and able, write a review. You can also go to www.mindfulnessmedic.net. And I love how I said that like some 80-year-old guy who's not familiar with the internet. www. I mean, at this point, like, come on. That was such a boomer thing to do. I can't believe I just said that. I digress. Mindfulnessmedic.net. Pick yourself up a t-shirt or two. Pick one up for your friends because they're awesome. And they each have a very powerful meaning behind each and every one. Each and every one of the messages and the designs have that impact that I had in my life, that I'm using in my life with my six pillars. So until next time, stay mindful.